It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. And on the show today, water.
You know, our very existence on this planet as human beings is possible because of water. Without water, we would not be here.
This is Kelsey Leonard. She's a legal scholar, and water policy is her specialty.
And I currently am a water and climate science researcher at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
She's also from the Shinnecock Nation.
Our territory is located on what we call Paumanok, what's currently referred to as Long Island, in what's currently known as New York. And so that's the eastern end portion of Long Island that juts out into the Atlantic Ocean. Our ancestral territory that we still occupy is where fresh water meets salt water. And Shinnecock, in our language, means people of the stony shore. Our community is known for being fishermen and particularly whalers. So we have a really unique and profound connection to the shores that whales come to visit us along and upon. So I feel like my whole connection and understanding to water is very much grounded in my identity and citizenship as a Shinnecock woman and person. Our existence politically, spiritually, emotionally is tied to the protection of that shore. In a lot of ways, for many Indigenous peoples, when you hear sort of the call to action or the framing that water is life, is because it is so inherent to our continued existence on this planet, not only just for humans, but for all life. We have a saying that water is our first medicine because it's what nurtures us and what we are nurtured in for the 9 months that we are carried in the womb. And so, as we're birthed into existence on this planet, we have this natal connection to water. But somewhere along the way, we lose that connection. And not all. There are some folks that have maintained that connection, and they're usually the ones that are on the front lines of the climate crisis and advocating for climate action and advocating for water protection. But for the other folks, they've lost that connection. They do see their human existence as superior to other beings on the planet, and particularly to water, and that water is solely a commodity for human use, consumption, and benefit. And so that paradigm shift is something that we really have to work towards addressing and towards restoring every person's connection to water across the planet.
Kelsey says that lost connection is why we've polluted so many bodies of water and why a lot of people don't have access to clean water.
Yes, we are facing so many water crises around our world.
Like contaminated water in Egypt and Afghanistan.
A water shortage in Cape Town, South Africa, not too long ago.
Droughts in Chad and Brazil.
Chennai, India, having issues as well.
And here in the United States.
Race is the strongest predictor of water and sanitation access, and that for Native Americans, we are more likely to face water access issues than any other group in the United States.
Mm.
We see it with the Navajo Nation and the exponential rate of COVID-19 cases and deaths that are occurring there right now are linked to their water insecurity.
Yeah.
And it is 2020. And Flint, Michigan still does not have clean water.
Hmm.
So these instances of water injustice continue to grow and mount. And there's over 2 billion people that live in countries that are experiencing high water stress currently. And it is anticipated that by 2030, up to 700 million people worldwide could be displaced by intense water scarcity.
Yeah. Hmm.
And it really comes down to individuals and governments treating water as this unlimited resource, when in reality, fresh water resources are extremely finite on our planet.
Water has immense power. We need it to live. But with rising sea levels and more natural disasters, it's washing away entire cultures and communities. The consequences of taking water for granted are clear. And so today on the show, ideas about restoring our relationship with water. And for Kelsey Leonard, working on water rights all started with a story. Here she is on the TED stage.
A dear friend, mentor, water walker, Nokomis, grandmother Josephine Mandeman Baugh, she told me of a prophecy that comes from her people, the Anishinaabe of the Madewin Society. And in that prophecy, she told me that it tells of a day that will come where an ounce of water costs more than an ounce of gold. When she told me that prophecy, I sat for a moment and I thought about all of the injustices we see in our world today, the water crises we see in our world today. And I said, Nokomis, grandmother, I feel like we are already in that time of prophecy. And she looked back at me directly and she said, so what are you going to do about it?
Kelsey's answer to that question is to treat bodies of water in a court of law like a person. We'll hear more about that later in the show.